奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经的道理。
Hello, name of Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to study the Bible with everyone.
今天晚上用得救在乎归为安息作为题目跟大家来查考。
And tonight I would like to study the topic in returning and rest in to be saved.
我们要根据以赛亚书36章、37章这段历史来谈谈这个主题。
And we'll be studying the book of Isaiah, chapter 36 and 37.
以赛亚书从36章开始到39章，基本上是一段历史的补述，在讲西西家王，他做王的时候，面对亚述王的攻击所发生的事情。
And so, from chapter Isaiah chapter 6 to chapter 39, chapter 36 talks about the history of King Hezekiah and how he had to face the king of Assyria.
因为从亚述二十八章开始到33章，先知当时候指责百姓的主要的错误，大部分都跟埃及跟亚述有关系。
So, starting from chapter 28 to verse chapter 33, the prophet is warning the Israelites against Egypt and Assyria.
所以当时候亚述是一个主要的威胁，可是百姓当时候一直想要去依靠埃及。
And so at the time, Assyria was in conflict with them, and the people kept wanting to rely on Egypt.
就是当时候其实先知一直提醒当时候的选民呢，一定要专心依靠神，不要想要去依靠埃及。埃及不能够给你保护，也不能够提供你拯救。
And so the prophet wanted to tell the people that you have to rely on God and not on Egypt.
因为当时候亚述这个威胁很具体，而且让众人觉得说，好像没有依靠一个外来的势力，他们没办法存活了。
So the kingdom of Assyria was very powerful, and so the people felt that if they did not rely on another kingdom, they would not survive.
那当时候有一些领导人，他们偷偷的跑去跟埃及求和，他们甚至都不敢让以赛亚先知知道。
And so there were some people who secretly went to ask Egypt for help without letting Prophet Isaiah know about it.
因为他们知道先知的立场一定是禁止他们下埃及去求帮助，一定要专心在神面前祈求神的保护。
Because they knew that if the prophet Isaiah would stop them and tell them that they need to seek help from the Lord.
那可是最后还是很那个王，包括百姓很多领导人，还是跑去埃及送礼物，然后要跟他们立约求和。
However, However, still, the king and as well as the people went to ask Egypt for help as well as make a treaty.
那现在第三十六章，西西家王做王第14年的时候，这个时候亚述大军呢，已经攻取了犹大一切的坚固城，已经把城都攻取了。
And in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, the king of Assyria had attacked and many of the cities of Judah.
那第二节是说，现在基本上他们已经剩下耶路撒冷还没有被攻取，只要把耶路撒冷攻起来，那这个国家基本就灭掉了。
So, the king of Assyria had captured many of these cities, and only the city of Jerusalem was left. And if they capture that Jerusalem, then the whole kingdom would have been captured.
对，所以第三十六章第一节到第三节，这个讲大军来到了那个包围这个耶路撒冷城，现在派了一个将军呢。来向当时犹大百姓呢心战喊话，要他们投降。
And so there was in chapter 36, verse 1 to 3, there's a large army that was outside of Jerusalem that wanted them to surrender.
那所以这个时候第三节说，这个王就派遣了这几个使者要出去面对这个拉伯沙基。
So King Hezekiah sent out.These three people in verse 3 to talk to the commander.
那这个拉伯沙基当时候是个将军呢，他来到这里，到了犹大的地盘呢，他讲起话来可是非常的骄傲， 一点也不想说他是站在别人的土地上，害怕有生命危险。
And so, so the field commander was very had overcome, so he was not afraid to say these words that King Hezekiah.
从第四节到第二十节，就是这个拉伯沙基他狂傲的原意。当时候怎么样要来欺骗百姓愿意投降亚述。
And so from verse 4 to verse 10 is the field commander telling them that they need to surrender.
那你看如果从第四节开始呢，你就会看到他当时候对这些先对这些使者讲了一些很讽刺的话。
So this commander said many provoking words to these three people that King Hezekiah sent.
先看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
拉伯沙基对他们说，你们去告诉西西家说，亚述大王如此说，你所倚靠的是有什么？你所倚靠的有什么可以障碍的呢？
Verse 4, the field commander said to them, Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria says. On what are you basing this confidence of yours?
第五节说，你说你有打仗的计谋和能力，我看不过是虚话，你到底依靠谁才背叛我呢？
5. You say you have strategy and military strength, but you speak only empty words. On whom are you depending that you rebel against me?
那表示说，当本来犹大国是臣服在亚述的权力底下，现在后来他们背叛了，他们就不再对亚述进贡了。
So, before, they were under Assyria?
对。
They were under Assyria, however, they have rebelled against them.
因为那时候他们就是想要去跟其他国家联盟，然后来对抗亚述，就不再听亚述的话了。
So, because they wanted to make a treaty with all of the other countries so that they would not have to be under the control of Syria.
所以这个拉伯沙基首先来责备他们，你怎么背叛我了？
So, this field commander said to them, why are you rebelling?
然后第六节他倚靠的主要是谁呢？你就看第六节说，看哪，你所倚靠的是埃及，他是压上的芦苇，人若靠这一杖就必刺透他的手。埃及王法老像一切倚靠他的人也是这样。
So in verse 6 it tells who the king of Hezekiah is relying on, which is Egypt. So it says, look now, you are depending on Egypt, that splintered reed of a staff which pierces a man's hands and woundsHim, if he leans on it, such as Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who depend on him.
也就是说，其实，在整个这个拉伯沙基所讲的这一些狂傲的话，只有这一句话是对的，就是第六节讲的是事实。
So, of all the words that this field commander spoke, only verse 6 is true.
因为埃及，他说埃及是那个压伤的芦苇，他们没有办法给你做依靠的。
And he said that Egypt is like a splintered reed that you cannot lean on.
你如果是想要去靠这个压伤的芦苇，反而会被刺透了。
And if you try to rely on this splintered reed, then you would be pierced.
然后所以埃及不可靠。接下去第七节，他说你想要倚靠神也不必。他是在嘲笑他们要想要倚靠真神。
So, So they can't rely on Egypt. And in verse 7, he mocks them, saying that you cannot even rely on your God.
第七节，你若对我说，我们倚靠主我们的神，西西家岂不是将神的丘坛和祭坛废去，且对犹大和耶路撒冷人说，你们当在这坛前敬拜吗？
7, and if you say to me, we are depending on the Lord our God, isn't he the one whose high places and altars Hezekiah removed, saying to Judah and Jerusalem,You must worship before this altar.
因为当时候西西家做了一个信仰上的复兴，把各地方的这些丘坛呢，百姓所筑的这些坛，各地方要献祭的都把它拆掉，要他们回到耶路撒冷圣殿前来敬拜。
So, because King Hezekiah had gotten rid of all the high places and altars, and commanded that all the people of Israel come to Jerusalem to worship.
这个是对的事，因为这个是律法的要求。
So this is right because this is what the law required of them.
但是对这个亚述人来说，他们不了解神的律法的要求，他们以为说你都把那个敬拜神的丘坛把它废掉了，那你说还要敬拜神是怎样来说明的？
The Assyrians didn't understand this, and seeing that they had taken down all the altars and high places, they were wondering how can you worship God?
因为对他们来说，敬拜神就是你在各地方你就是筑坛然后献祭，不是应该是这样子吗？
Because they felt that aren't you just supposed to build altars where you can just worship God wherever?
所以对他们来说，你都把坛拆掉了，你现在说还要敬拜神，他觉得你这样的做法跟你真正想 想要依靠的不符合。
And so they see that, oh, you, so when they took, that they took down these high places and then saying, still saying that they were, wanted to worship God, that these two did not match.
所以他也来讥笑想要依靠神的这个心态。
So they were also mocking their method of worshiping God.
然后八节九节就来讥笑他，你这个金国家这么弱，连两千个来骑马人都找不到，你怎么样来跟我对抗？
And they in verse 8 and verse 9, he mocks them, saying that you have 2,000, you don't even have 2,000 horses where you can have riders on them.
哦，所以意思是说你都没有，你一点都没有战力，你怎样跟亚述大王来抵抗？你们是自不量力。
And he mocks them, saying that you do not have enough people to even fight against us.
好，然后第十节。
Verse 10.
现在我上来攻击这攻击毁灭这地。岂没有神的意思吗？神吩咐我说：“你上去攻击毁灭这地吧。”
Verse 10. Furthermore, have I come to attack and destroy this land without the Lord? The Lord Himself told me to march against this country and destroy it.
哦，他现在就把神的旨意抬出来了。
And here he took out the words of God.
他现在其实假借神的意思来让他自己要攻击犹大这个行为合理化了。
And so he used these words to show that why they are able to attack.
这其实是一个欺骗的手段。
And this is sort of cheating them.
当时候他们事实上没有错，是神兴起亚述来攻击他。
And because it is true that God wanted the raise the Assyrians to attack them.
但是神的意思并不是说你要去毁灭那地方哦。
But God's will was not for them to destroy them.
神的意思是说，你们去攻击他，像棍子拿他打一打而已。
And however, God wanted the Assyrians to be like a just to go there and hit them.
况且那个是后面那个神对先知所提供的信息，基本上神并没有这样直接跟亚述王讲的。
And this is a message that was given to the prophet and not directly to the Assyrians.
所以这个时候，这个拉伯沙基他所讲的话，这个是假借神的旨意啊，想要来攻击百姓的。
And so, this field commander was misusing God's word, trick the Israelite people.
那当这三个使者听到他把这个神的旨意抬出来讲的时候，那就讲说了十一节。
And when these three people that Hezekiah sent and they spoke. In verse 11,
他说：“你不用用亚兰话和仆人讲话嘛，因为我们懂得，不要用犹大言语和我们说啊，不要用犹大言语和我们说话，达到城上百姓的耳中。”
11. Then Elikam, Shebna, and Joah said to the field commander, "Please speak to your servant in Aramaic, since we understand it. Don't speak to us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people on the wall."
意思是说，当时候这个拉伯沙基是用希伯来话跟众百姓讲的。
So it says meant that the field commander was actually speaking in Hebrew to all the people.
那这三个使者说，你用亚兰话跟我们讲，我们懂得你们的话。
And however these three people said to speak in Aramaic.
结果第十二节，拉伯沙基就说，我主差遣我来，岂是要单对你和你的主说这些话吗？不也是要对这些坐在城上，要与你们一同吃自己粪、喝自己尿的人说吗？
12. The commander replied, "Was only to your master and you that my master sent me to say these things, and not to the men sitting on the wall who, like you, will have to eat their own filth and drink their own urine."
哦，那表示说，你看他特故意的用这样的一个话语来讥笑他们，来刺激他。
So the commander purposely used these words to mock them and to make fun of them.
最好要让所有人都听到。
And he wanted everyone to hear.
所以这三个使臣呢，想要恳求这个拉伯沙基不要讲这些公开的话，当然不会被接纳。
And so of course, these three men, telling the commander to speak, not speak these words, would not be listened by him.
从第十三节开始到第二十节。
Starting from verse 13 to verse 20.
那这个就是他当时候这个拉伯沙基对公开对整个犹大百姓所说的话。
And these are the words that the commander stood and spoke to all the people there in Hebrew.
你看他第一个就是要劝百姓说，你们最好投降亚述王。
So he wanted them first to tell them to surrender.
你们最好背弃你们的王，不要再听西西家王的话了。
And he told them to not listen to the words of King Hezekiah.
也就是说，你们现在 你看看亚述王 所打过的江山，你们有哪一个人可以在他面前存活呢？
And to look at all the cities that have already been attacked and captured by the king of Syria, how can you live still?
所以他当时候就是要让百姓每一个人都臣服在他们面前，就不要抵抗了。
And he wanted all of the people to surrender and not fight.
好，那最后到第二十一节，我们看二十一节。
Let's turn back. Let's look at verse 21.
二十一节，这个时候百姓都没有讲话，不回答一句，因为王曾吩咐说，你不要回答他。
21. But the people remained silent and said nothing in reply because the king had commanded, "Do not answer him."
然后最后呢，这三个使者呢，最后只能够回到西西家那里去，啊，把他这些话告诉了西西家王。
And lastly, these three men went to report back to King Hezekiah, and they tore their clothes.
表示说他们当时真的很忧伤，很紧张，这个情势真的很困难了。
So in that time, they were very conflicted and was in great distress.
我们从第三十六章这一段他这个拉伯撒基的话，我们来看看这个。通常你看这个恶者要攻击我们的时候啊。也是有一些手段，我们一定要小心。
And so, when we have,
就是我们从这个拉伯撒基所讲的话来想想，这个现在恶者魔鬼要攻击我们的时候，也用同样的手段。
And so when we look at the words of this field commander, we need to be careful because the Satan may use similar language against us.
哦，因为魔鬼哦，他有时候也会假借神的旨意来欺骗我们。
Because sometimes Satan will try to use God's words to trick us.
这个因为这个拉伯撒基在这里代表一个恶者的，代表一个恶者他讲话。
And so because this commander represents an evil person that is speaking.
你看他现在在第十节说，我现在来攻击你这个地方，不是有神的旨意吗？
Because he says in verse 10, is it not God's will for us to destroy this land?
他现在把神的旨意拿出来的时候，再让百姓就。基本上他们想要抵抗的意志力就没有了，因为如果抵抗等于是违反神的旨意。
Because if this didn't allow the people to react, because if they did, it would be against God's will.
但是这个是欺骗的手段，基本上那是假的。
However, this is tricking the people, and it is not true.
因为魔鬼也是常常会说一些欺骗人的话。
Because Satan will also often say words that will trick people.
所以魔鬼像可以变成。假冒成为光明的天使。
Because Satan can be use trickery to be like an angel.
对，就是像光明的天使啊，他会伪装啊。
And he can disguise himself as an angel.
我们现在看哥林多后书第十一章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Verse 11.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书十一章十四节说：“这也不足为怪，因为。”连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14, and no wonder for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light.
第十五节说，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇，他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
15, it is not surprising then if his servant masquerades as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve.
这也就说明这个恶者他常常会假借神的意识来混乱神的旨意。
So those who do evil will often use words to confuse about what God's will is.
当时候神对百姓的要求是说，你们一定要专心的依靠神，不要想要去依靠其他势力，也不要害怕亚述。
At the time, God's message to his people was to rely on him and not to rely on Egypt or other things.
当时候神并没有要百姓犹大百姓去跟亚述投降。
And at the time, God did not want the Israelite people to surrender to the commander.
因为神已经透过先知不断的重复强调说神一定要保护。
And because through the prophet has already told them multiple times that God will protect.
那如果你们愿意倚靠神的，你就一定得救。
And if you're willing to rely on God, then you will be saved.
那如果想要去倚靠其他势力，就一定会失败。
And if they choose to rely on other things, they will fail.
啊，所以呢，其实神的旨意是很清楚。
So God's will is very clear.
可是现在这个拉伯撒基啊，他代表这个王来讲这些欺骗的话，就让百姓这个他的心房就解开了啊。那对啊，我们应该投降亚述啊。
So this field commander is speaks words of trickery to them so that the people will feel that they have to surrender.
好，所以我们一定要小心，要了解这个魔鬼会欺骗人的。
So we need to be careful and know that Satan will try to trick us.
他讲的每一句话，我们都要用神的真理去对照。
And the words that he speaks to us, we need to match with God's words.
那我们就发现他讲的话是错的。
And we will find that his words are false.
因为其实我们如果看第二十节
，if we look at verse 20,
第三十六章的第二十节
，chapter 36, verse 20。
这些国的神有谁曾救自己的国脱离我的手呢？难道神能救耶路撒冷脱离我的手吗
？20. Who of all the gods of these country has been able to save his land from me? How then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?
你把这两节、这六节跟第二十节啊，第十节跟第二十节把它对照，你就发现他第十节讲的基本上要骗人的。
So if we combine this with verse 10, we can see that when he spoke verse 10, it was to trick them.
因为如果是神派来的，那当然二十节就不会这样讲了。
Because if it was sent by God, then he would not say this in verse 20.
难道神还能够救耶路撒冷来脱离我的手吗
？So how then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?
哦，那表示说他基本上不认为说他是神派去的。如果是神派的，神还为什么还要这样做呢？
And because that means that they knew that they were not sent by God. Because if they knew, why would they still say this question?
那这个就是魔鬼欺骗的手的那个口啊话语。
So these are words that that Satan can speak.
那我们现在看第十二节。
Let's look at verse
第十一节、十二节、三十六
章。11 and 12.
这个时候，这三个使者哈，那个家宅啊，那个书记哈。这些都是很重要的领导者，他们现在竟然想要去求这个拉伯沙基说：“啊，你不要讲这样的话，让其他的百姓都听得懂。”
And in verse 11 and 12, these three men were very important people. However, they wanted were telling the field commander not to speak in Hebrew.
他向这个仇敌的哀求是不对的。
And they were trying to beg this enemy, which is wrong.
因为这个仇敌怎么可能会来怜悯？哇，听你这样一讲说，那我就不要我讲的话就对你们讲就好，怎么可能呢
？Because why would this enemy listen to them or only speak words only to them?
所以你看，他现在祈求这个恶者来帮助他，来这样子对他宽容一点。
And so to have this evil person try to be more polite or free to them.
表示说，这个时候这三个使者在这个拉伯撒基面前已经胆怯了，他已经害怕了。
And so that means that these three men before the commander were they were already fearful of him.
他看到他听到他这些威胁的话语，他心理上已经退后一步了。
And after hearing his words, these three men have already lost to him.
所以你看，今天我们如果面对这个困难的时候，我们如果心里面胆怯害怕。我们就已经输一步了。
And so today, when we encounter difficulties and in our hearts we are fearful, then we have already lost.
我们看箴言二十四章。
Let's turn to
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章第十节。
Proverbs 24 verse 10.
二十四章十节，你在患难之日若胆怯，你的力量就微小。
Verse 10, if you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength?
那表示说，其实当时候他们这三个领导人已经觉得自己国家已经没有办法跟亚述对抗了。
So at the time, those three men already believed that their kingdom would not be able to withstand the Syrian army.
他也相信说，百姓如果听了这些拉伯沙基这些宣告以后，百姓的心也会胆怯，会害怕。
And they believed that if the people heard these words, then they would be fearful as well.
那如果他们害怕，他们就没力量，他们肯定败了。
And if they are afraid, then they will not. They will probably fail.
那我们也看到说，他们这三个人很甘心的屈服在这个恶者的面前呢。
So these three were very was easily fallen into this evil person's hand.
对，就是说他现在在他面前祈求帮助，其实他已经被他辖制了。
And they were already under his control.
我们今天真的要害怕的，要依靠的是神。
So. Today, the one that we should fear is God.
当我们愿意顺服神的时候，我们就能够得到力量。
And once we're able to rely on God, then we will have power.
但是当他们，你看这三个人，他们想要去顺服这个敌人的时候，他们反而没力量，反而胆怯了。
However, once the three submitted to this field commander, then they had no power.
那所以同样，我们今天如果面对那个仇敌在攻击我们的时候，我们一定要能够站稳我们的立场。
So today, when we have this an enemy that is attacking us, that we need to stand firm.
我们绝对不能够屈服在他的这个欺骗的手段底下。
So we cannot fall under their trickery.
那因为他通常，你看今天魔鬼要攻击人的时候，通常都会先讲一些话来让我们胆怯。
And so because before they attack us, they will say words that may try to make us fearful.
我们从36章从第十四节开始，这些。话对百姓宣告的，就是要让百姓能够真的好像说，哇，就甘心的投降在这个亚述王底下，不要再反抗了，也不要做什么了，就是这样子的。
And in chapter 36, from 14, onwards, these words that are spoken to the people, were trying to make the people just to give up and surrender.
这个也就是魔鬼会今天会用的方法一样的。
So this is a method that Satan will use against us today.
所以他说，你看第十四节哈。
Let's look in verse 14.
第十三节，于是拉伯沙基站着，用犹大言语大声喊着说：“你们当听亚述大王的话。”
13. And the commander stood and called out in Hebrew, "Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria."
他说：“你们要听亚述大王的话。”
And it says, "Hear the words of the great king."
这个亚述大王代表就是骄傲之子，就是一个恶者。
And so this is a person who is proud, who is evil.
今天这个恶者就希望人能够听魔鬼的话。
And so this evil person would want us to listen to the words of Satan.
那我们一定要小心，我们要当听的是神的话，不是听魔鬼的话。
So we need to be careful because the words that we need to listen to are God's.
好，然后他接下来说什么？
And what does he say later on?
14节说，你们不要被西西家王欺哄了，因为他不能够拯救你们。
In 14, this is what the king says. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He cannot deliver you.
15节说，不要听西西家使你们倚靠神的话说，神必要拯救你们，这城必不交在亚述王的手中。
15, do not let Hezekiah persuade you to trust in the Lord when he says, the Lord will surely deliver us. The city will not be given into the hand of the king of Syria.
16节说，不要听西西家的话。
16. Do not listen to Hezekiah.
他现在这些信息都一再强调说，不要听王的话。
So these verses keep repeating to not do not listen, do not listen to Hezekiah.
现在要让百姓对这个王没有信心。
And so that the people will not have faith in this king, in their king.
那这个就是恶者的手段。
And this is all the work of the evil.
所以现在你看那个魔鬼他怎么样攻击神的国度。
So how does Satan attack the kingdom of God?
他首先攻击的就是攻击神的仆人。
And so the first he attacks is the workers of God.
就让百姓让信徒对这个神的仆人没有信心。
And to let the people have no faith in this worker.
然后接下来就会轻视，然后就会反对，然后就很多很多其他做法就开始让整个这个国度混乱。
And afterward, there will be a lot of conflict, and will be chaos.
哦，那这个就是第二步，你看要藐视神的仆人呢。
So the second is that they are talking badly about a worker of God.
接下来他就藐视神的能力了。
And after that, he also mocks God's power.
我们现在看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节说，不要听西西家的话，因为亚述王如此说：你们要与我和好，出来投降我，个人就可以吃自己葡萄园和无花果树的果子，喝自己井里的水。
16. Do not listen to Hezekiah. This is what the king of Assyria says. Make peace with me and come out to me. Then every one of you will eat from his own vine and fig tree and drink water from his own cistern.
好，他现在用一个诱因哦，要引诱他们来投降。
And so here he has words that want to make them to surrender.
表示说我可以提供你们相同的这个有葡萄树，有无花果树，有食物可以吃，有井水可以喝。就是让你们可以得到满足的啦。
And he tells them that there's water and you can eat from your own vine and fig tree, which tells them that you will, telling them that they can be satisfied.
17节，我会领你们到一个地方，跟你们现在本地一样的，是有五谷新酒之地，有粮食和葡萄园之地的。
17, until I come and take you to a land like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards.
哦， 然后你看他现在讲到最后，就第二十节说，难道神能够 救你们脱离我的手吗？
And in the verse 20, how then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?
有什么国家的神能够救他们脱离我的手？
And what God of these countries can save Jerusalem from their hand?
他现在，所以他藐视神的能力，就让人动摇对神的信心。
So they are using God's power to show that so that people will have no faith in God.
然后接下去呢，他就用世上的这些物质好处来引诱人。
And so he also uses in material goods to entice people.
也就是说，你们现在有的我也可以给你们啊。
Saying that what you have right now, I can give you.
然后最后一步就是亵渎这个真神，那把神降低到跟偶像一样。
And so in the last is that he makes the Lord just like any other idol.
你看，因为他用第十九节来讲哈。
Because in verse 19,
他说哈马亚尔巴的神在哪里？西法瓦因的神在哪里呢？他们成就撒玛利亚脱离我的手吗？
19. Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharim? Have they rescued Samaria from my hand?
那表示说，你看他现在各国的那些偶像，那他们的敬拜的神都没有办法帮助他们脱离亚述王。
Because all of these idols and gods were not able to protect those cities from the king of Assyria.
所以二十节说，那这样子你们所拜的这个神也能够救你们脱离我的手吗？
So in verse 20, how then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?
那这表示说，你看他现在把真神，把犹大以色列所敬拜这个圣者，把它降低到跟一般的偶像一样。
So he made the Lord that the Israelites worship become just like all the other idols.
今天恶者他要攻击神的国度，他通常也是会这样子的。
And so when the evil one is attacking the Lord's kingdom, it's very similar.
他一定会最后一定会亵渎神的能力。
And at the end, he will make fun of the Lord's power.
然后就会用。一样用物质的好处来引诱人家跟从他们。
And they will use material goods to entice people.
那在这种情况下，你看，真的对整个当时候的王跟百姓来说，他们已经没有办法从什么地方得帮助了。
So under this condition, these people will feel that they have no way to have. There's no way, no help from anywhere.
走到人的尽头了。
And it was the end of a man's power.
当时候埃及有没有来救他们？也没有啊。
And at the time, Egypt did not come to save them.
他们本来已经去跟埃及求和了。
And before they already made a treaty with Egypt.
可是埃及还是不动。
However, Egypt still did not move.
这个时候，三十七章就是西西家王他面对这种情况的时候，他的做法了。
And so in chapter 7, and when King Hezekiah heard this, and records what he does.
他现在愿意悉心的向神求救了。
So he fully asked help from God.
他这个时候也才了解说，他以前想要去求救埃及的这个做法是错误的，没有用的。
So he understood that the method of asking Egypt for help was wrong.
所以三十七章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 37, verse 1.
西西家听见了这些话以后，撕裂衣服，披上麻布，进了神的殿。
Verse 1, when King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on his sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord.
神的殿是万民祷告的殿。
And so the Lord.The temple of the Lord is a place for prayer.
他当时候到神的殿去，就是要去祷告的。
So when he went to the temple of the Lord, it was to pray.
然后他现在第二节先派家长以利亚敬跟书记瑟伯纳跟祭司中的长老，然后一起披麻布去见先知以赛亚。
Verse 2, he sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and the leading priest, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos.
他现在知道他自己的软弱了。
So he understands his own weakness.
他处在急难当中，他以前所做的没有帮助了。
And so what he did previously was not helpful.
他这个时候他只能够求神。
So in this moment he can only ask God.
明白自己的过错。
And to recognize his wrong.
所以第三节说。
In verse 3 it says.
你要对先知说了哈，西西家这样讲：今天是急难责罚凌辱的日子，就如妇人的将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。
3, they told him, this is what King Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace as when children come to the point of birth and there is no strength to deliver them.
他今天了解他今天这种处境是神的一种责罚。
So he understood that this conflict that he encountered is a punishment from God.
那这个也就是从 他本身没有依靠神的心引起的。
And this came from not relying on God.
他当时候一直跑去想要跑回去依靠埃及。
Because at the time he kept wanting to rely on Egypt.
哦，因为三十一章哦，三十一章第一节那时候先知已经说祸灾，你要下埃及求帮助的。是有祸，那没办法给你帮助的。
In chapter 31, verse 1, it says, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help." So, it was impossible for them to get help from Egypt.
所以现在他了解埃及没有用。
So now he understood that Egypt was could not help them.
那所以呢，他现在相信，他如果悔改祷告，神就会回听，神就会帮助了。
So now he believed that if he repented and prayed to God, then God will help.
他现在听了这个拉伯沙基所讲的这些亵渎神的话，他也了解今天真的是一个凌辱的日子。
And so, after hearing these words from the commander, he knew that this was a day to seek the Lord's help.
他也知道说这个就是今天这个是恶者的真面目已经呈现出来了。亚述真的是很邪恶的。
And that this the king of Assyria is very evil.
他现在要勇敢的归向神来面对这个挑战。
So he is going to return to God and rely on God to face this conflict.
好，然后他现在第三节他里特别强调说，他现在承受自己的苦境，他真的像他说像妇人要生孩子没有力量。
And so he understood the distress. It's like giving birth and not having the strength.
国家最危难的时候，他没有力量去对抗。
So when the when they needed strength, he did not have the strength to give them.
所以他现在祈求先知说，求先知你拜托为我们这个国家扬声祷告。
So he asked the prophet to pray for the their kingdom.
听听看这些这个拉伯沙基所讲的那个亵渎神的话，求神来斥责他。
And so that the Lord your God will hear the words of the fear commander.
啊，所以现在他现在要求先知能够祷告，然后求神来帮助了。
And so he asked the prophet to pray to God for help.
当然这个先知以赛亚一定为他祷告了。
And so of course Isaiah would pray for them.
然后现在神马上就回应人的哀求祷告。
And so immediately God responded.
我们就看到说那个神对百姓的那个关爱，实际上是真的是恒久没有变的。
And so we can see that the love that God has for his people is for a long time not changing.
当一个人愿意回转归向神的时候，神就垂听。
And once they're willing to repent, God will listen.
然后神就要伸出他的手臂来拯救。
And God will send out his hand and help.
你看第五节说。
Let's look at verse 5.
然后西西家王的臣仆就去见以赛亚了。
When King Hezekiah's official came to Isaiah.
好，那以赛亚就对他们说。
6. Isaiah said to them,
这样你们这样对你们的主人说，
Tell your master,
神这样说，你要听见亚述王的仆人亵渎，你听见亚述王的仆人亵渎我的话，你不要惧怕。
This is what the Lord says, do not be afraid of what you have heard, those words with which the underlings of the king of Syria have blasphemed me.
第七节说，我要惊动他的心，他要听见风声就归回本地，我必使他在那里倒在刀下。
7. Listen, I am going to put a spirit in him so that when he hears a certain report, he'll return to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword.
表示说神立即垂听他的祷告，他的哀求。
So we can see that immediately God listened to their prayer and request.
神就适时的安慰，跟他说你不要惧怕。
And he comforted them, saying that do not be afraid.
表示神为他自己名的缘故，他绝对不会单言的。
And so we know that for God's people, he will not depart from them.
他不会单言，他是不会 delay， 他马上就要回应了。
So that he will not delay his response.
他要让人走上得救的道路。
And he wants people to walk on the way of salvation.
然后接下来一定要让仇敌羞愧。
And to let the enemies be defeated.
哦，所以你看，那神接下去神要动工，神的动工就是你看他怎么处理这个亚述王呢？惊动他的心呢？第七节说。
So how does God works and defeat the enemy is a spirit will go into his heart.
神要惊动他的心，要他要听见风声就回本地去，表示说他的心会有一个错误的心，然后哇，然后判断错误，马上走了。
Then after he hears the report, he will immediately return back to his own country.
然后我要让他在那里倒在刀下。
And there I will have him cut down with the sword.
表示是神掌握生命。
So life is in God's hands.
神要他 在哪里死就在哪里死。
Where God wants to die, there he will die.
所以我们在这里看到说神的动工是很奇妙的。
So God's work is very miraculous.
那神，人的生死掌握在神手上。
So human life is in the hands of God.
因为最后第三这三十七章的结束就已经说明了这个亚述王最后是怎么死的。
And here, the end of chapter 37 talks about how the king of Syria died.
所以第七节到第第五节到第七节这一段是当时候以赛亚先知马上把这些话回给西西家王。
So in verse 5-7, these are the words that prophet Isaiah immediately says to King Hezekiah.
就让他有信心，这个因为这个是个预言。
So this lets him have faith, and because this is a prophecy.
因为等一下就要发生的。
Because this will happen later on.
好，到第三十七章的第八节开始，这个是又另外一段时间过去了。
So in verse 8 is another period of time has passed.
也就是说，在这个时候，他说拉伯沙基回去以后，好，他现在回来以后，又带了一封信来，讲的话更难听了。
And so the field commander heard, so he and brought back another letter that was even worse than the previous one.
哦，因为他现在送了一封信要犹大王哦，就说你哦，赶快投降他。
And he told King Hezekiah that he needed to quickly surrender.
我们现在看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
亚述王听见人论亚古实王特哈加说他出来要与你征战，亚述王一听见就打发使者去见西西家，吩咐他们说。
Now, Sennacherib received a report that Tirhakah, the Cushite king of Egypt, was marching out to fight against him. When he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah with this word.
跳过去看第十一节。
Let's jump to verse 11.
你总听说亚述诸王向列国所行的乃是进行灭绝，难道你还能得救吗？
11. Surely you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the country, destroying them completely, and will you be delivered?
现在这封信第十四节。
Verse 14.
西西家王拿过来以后，看完了就上神的殿去，把这个书信在神面前展开了。
14. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord.
那你看，现在再一次的西西家进到神的殿里面去祷告。
So here, King Hezekiah once again entered into the temple of God to pray.
从十五节到第二十节，就是他反拜为圣的祷告。
And so, verse 15 to verse 20, is Hezekiah's prayer to God.
那这个祷告让他的整个国家就从绝境当中转回，得到拯救。
And so, so this prayer changed from his country from being in trouble to being saved.
我们看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
西西家向神祷告说：“坐在二基督伯上万军之主以色列的神啊，你唯有你是天下万国的神，你曾创造天地。”
15. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. 16. O Lord Almighty, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth.
17节说：“主啊，求你侧耳而听；主啊，求你睁眼而看，要听西拿基利的一切话。他是打发使者来辱骂永生神的。”
17. Give ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to all the words Sennacherib has sent to insult the living God.
第十八节，神啊，亚述诸王果然使列国和列国之地都变为荒凉。
18. It is true, O Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste all these people and their lands.
19. 将列国的神像都扔在火里，因为他本不是神，乃是人所造的，是木头、石头的，所以灭绝他。
19. They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them, for they were not gods, but only wood and stone, and fashioned by human hands.
主我们的神啊，现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道唯有你是神。
20. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord our God.
这一次的祷告呢，非常重要。
So this prayer was very important.
他这个祷告也非常简单明了。
And his prayer was also very simple.
你看他的祷告是从颂赞神开始。
So he started his prayer off with praising God.
他说：“唯有你，你是天下万国的神，你是创造天地的，你是创造主。”
And he prayed to God, saying that you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth, and you have created heaven and earth.
主啊，你是坐在基督伯中间那个以色列的神。
And so you are the one who is sitting on the cherubim.
那表示说，在两个基督伯中坐在这个施恩座上面的，所以主你是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
So he is sitting on a throne, so he has mercy and grace.
然后他说，神啊，你就是创造天地的主宰。
And so, and God, you are the one who created the heavens and earth.
你是全能的。
You are almighty.
哦，所以他的祷告就是敬畏颂赞。
So, his prayer gives honor and praise to God.
然后求神两件事情。
And he asks God for two things.
第一个，第十七节说，求你侧耳听，睁眼看。
And he says in verse 17, give ear, O Lord, and hear and open your eyes.
因为这个亚述王他来亵渎了你的话。
Because
他来辱骂永生神的。
Yeah, so the Sinai has sent to insult the living God.
哦，所以他现在很关心的是神的名被羞辱了。
So he is very what he is concerned about is that he had the word of God has been insulted.
他认为这个创造有天地的这个神应该被尊崇，要得荣耀的。
So he know that this God who created the heavens and earth should be honored, but has been insulted.
但是现在这个恶者他来辱骂你，而且还把它变成跟偶像一样的等级的。
And so because this evil one has lowered you to be like an idol and is.
所以神啊，请你一定要听，要看鉴察这个恶人他所讲的话。
And so that God, you must see and hear the words of this evil person.
然后第二件事情，他祈求神拯救。
And the second, he asked God to save.
第二十节说，
In verse 20,
主我们的神啊，求你救我们脱离亚述王的手。
Now, Lord, deliver us from the hand of the Syrians.
让众天下万国都知道，唯有你是神。
So that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God.
所以他的祷告就是为了神的荣耀而来的。
So his prayer is for the glory of God.
借着拯救，让天下万国知道你真的是全能的，你真的是太奇妙了。
So through saving Jerusalem, then everyone will know how great and almighty God is.
你是跟列国所拜的那些偶像。假神不一样的。
And he is different from all the idols of all the other countries.
所以他这个祷告哦，你看颂赞神，然后恳求神，为了神的名的荣耀。
And so he is praising God and praising for the glory of God.
然后之后你看接下去那个以赛亚先知呢，就回应了西西家说，你看主这样讲的。
And later on, Prophet Isaiah responded to Hezekiah saying that this is what the Lord God says.
神要为你们征战，要拯救你们。
And that the God will fight for you.
亚述他所讲的话我都知道。
And the words of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, he has heard it all.
所以神要向他发怒。
So God's anger will be against them.
哦，所以从第二十二节开始到第二十九节，这个都是先知讲神预言亚述要遭遇的。
And so from verse 22 to verse 29 is the prophecy against king of Assyria.
好，最后我们看第三十五节。
Last, let's look at verse 35.
因我为自己的缘故，又为我仆人大卫的缘故，我必保护拯救这城。
35, I will defend the city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant.
然后第36节，神的那个话语啊，神的当时借着先知的预言的就应验了。
And 36, the word of God was happened.
因为神当天晚上派了使者出去，杀了185,000人。
And then the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp.
也就是说，全军覆没，只有剩下王逃回去。
And so all of them were dead. All the men were dead except for the king who ran back to his country.
天使故意的把这个王留下来。
And so the angels left the king alive on purpose.
因为第七节，第三十七章第七节，当时候神已经预言好了，他要。回到他本地去，然后在那里倒在刀下。
Because in verse 7 it has already been prophesied that the king would fall in his own country.
那这个也就是在第三十一章，当时候神借着先知以赛亚所预告的亚述的结局。
And in verse chapter 31, it was also recorded that the ending of Assyria.
第三十一章第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 31, verse 8.
亚述人必倒在刀下，并非人的刀，有刀要将他们吞灭，并非人的刀。他必逃避这刀，他的少年人必成为虎苦的。
8. Assyria will fall by a sword that is not of man. A sword not of mortals will devour them. They will flee before the sword, and their young men will be put to forced labor.
第三十一章当时候，先知在指责他们说：“你去依靠埃及是没有用的，因为神会帮助你、保护你们，所以亚述必被打败的。”
In chapter 31, prophet Isaiah is saying that it's no use for you to rely on Egypt because God will protect.
在这个地方到第三十七章的时候，整个预言就应验了。
And so from here to verse 37, this prophecy came true.
那最后第三十七章的最后那一段就是亚述王怎么死的。
And the last part of chapter 37 is talking about how the king of Assyria died.
这是完全神的旨意成全了。
And it is the will of God.
那当时候百这个先知他在讲出神的拯救的时候
，So when the prophet was talking about how they will be how God will save，
这是早神早就已经应允他们要这样子拯救的哦。
And so it was already been prophesied that God will save them in this manner。
可是当时候百姓他们不愿意依靠神。
However, at that time the people was not willing to rely on God。
我们现在看回来以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 30。
第十五节。
Verse 15。
主神。以色列的圣者这样说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。
15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says: In repentance and rest in your salvation, in quietness and trust in your strength, but you would have none of it.
当时候神就已经这样讲了：你们得救在乎归回安息。
And so God has already said that in repentance and rest is your salvation.
那所以如果愿意归向神等候神的你就得救你就不用害怕。
And so for those that are repent and rest in the Lord will not be afraid.
能够依靠神的就得到平静的心就得力量了最后神就是你们的力量。
So those who are able to rely on God will have peace and will have strength.
但是当时百姓静止不肯。
However, the people at the time were not willing to do this.
所以他们到处去奔走，结果最后也是白跑一趟。
So they went to other nations, and however, at the end, it was useless.
最后也是因着神的硬币，他们才可以得救。
And it was only through God's work that they were able to be saved.
所以我们从这段历史，我们一定要学到这个功课。
So from this history, we need to learn this.
我们如果愿意臣服在神的硬币底下，我们一定可以得救。
If we're under God's hand, then we will be able to receive salvation.
我们愿意真的依靠神的，我们就得到力量了。
If we're willing to rely on God, then we will receive strength.
借着认清恶者的手段，借着依靠祷告神，我们就必能够得到力量。
And when through prayer, then we will receive power.
愿主耶稣带领我们都能够从这一段信息里面得到一些属灵的粮食来充实我们属灵的生命。
And may God guide us so that we can have the spiritual food that it can guide us in our life.
我们再来唱诗161首。
Let's sing hymn 161.
我们唱英文唱一二跟第四节。
In English, we'll sing verse 1, 2, and 4.